HBO's Game of Thrones and Veep scored lots of nominations today for the 68th Emmy Awards. No surprise there. The Emmy Academy also gave some shows first-time nods for Best Series, like Mr. Robot and The Americans. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says a refreshing trend emerged as the Television Academy chose more shows that are currently at their creative peak than it usually does.
Blackish star Anthony Anderson co-hosted the Emmy nominations announcements today, and he couldn't hold back the joy when his name came up.
Anthony!
Wow! Hi, Mama! I know you're watching. Hi, Mama!
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Anderson, who was nominated as Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy, had good reason to celebrate. Along with his own, Blackish got nominations as Outstanding Comedy Series and for his co-star, Tracy Ellis Ross, as Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy. It was a fitting reward for the show's stellar second season. That turned out to be a welcome trend in this year's Emmy nominations, which felt like they were honoring the quality of today's expanded television universe in real time. Shows that are changing TV right now, like USA's Mr. Robot, FX's The Americans, and Netflix's Master of None, all got recognition. Of course, when it comes to the Emmys, some things stay the same. For the second year in a row, HBO's Game of Thrones was the most nominated series with 23 nominations, followed by FX's The People v. O.J. Simpson American Crime Story, which got 22. In fact, HBO continued its stranglehold on the Emmy contest, earning the most nods of any TV outlet with 94 total. They had the most nominated drama series, Game of Thrones, and the most nominated comedy series in Veep. But Emmy also gave an impressive number of nods to first-time nominees, including Matthew Rhys and Kerry Russell of FX's often-snubbed The Americans, and Rami Malek got his first nod playing an antisocial hacker on USA Network's groundbreaking drama, Mr. Robot.
The world itself's just one big hoax. Our social media faking is intimacy. I'm not saying anything new. We all know why we do this, not because Hunger Games books makes us happy, but because we want to be sedated.
But honoring talent and newbies meant snubbing some former winners. CBS's The Good Wife, which ended its run this year, got shut out in major categories along with star Julianna Margulies. Netflix's Orange is the New Black was almost entirely snubbed, along with co-star Uzo Aduba, who won a Supporting Actress Award last year. The Daily Show, which got a new host in Trevor Noah last year, was snubbed for the first time since 2001. And Stephen Colbert, a Daily Show alum who took over CBS's The Late Show, was also snubbed. In fact, Colbert was overshadowed by network sibling James Corden, who hosts The Late Late Show and got his first nominations today, including for a special featuring his buzzed-about viral segment, Carpool Karaoke.
Now, here's a story from A to Z. You want to get with me, you better listen carefully. We got M in the place, selecting in the place, you got G and MC.
Ethnic and racial diversity also played out well. In a serious contrast to the Oscars, every lead acting category in the Emmys included at least one non-white nominee. As a critic, I had some personal favorites. It was great to see Fargo's Bokeem Woodbine get a supporting actor nod as self-aware gangster Mike Milligan. And Constance Zimmer from Lifetime's Unreal scored a key supporting actress nod as fire-breathing reality TV producer Quinn King.
Okay, come on, let's go, people. Protect the wifeys Anna and Grace and starve our villain Brittany until she is mean like a pit bull. You get cash bonuses for nudity, 911 calls, cat fights, all right? Have a good show, everybody.
So this slate of nominees avoids the Emmy's old habit of missing new trends until they're years old, and when the winners are announced on September 18th, they're much more likely to honor the best of what's on television right now. I'm Eric Deggans.